Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. By the way, we are the home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the American League Baseball champion Tampa Bay Rays, and the Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning. We're calling ourselves Title Town for a little while anyway, but a very special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. And everybody working on the Third Watch, especially the truckers that have been hauling the goods all weekend long, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, did you happen to see ABC this week with George Stephanopoulos?
No.
Well, Chris Christie was one of the panelists on there. And another one of the panelists was Democracy for America CEO Yvette Simpson. The two of them went tit for tat back and forth, and Christie buried her with the facts of the matter, and she had a look on her face when they got done like she didn't even know what to say.
Okay.
Now, what happened was Christie said that called out Joe Biden for lying to the American people about the Georgia election bill. And then Stephanopoulos immediately turned to this Democracy for Action CEO, Yvette Simpson, who proclaimed that the 17 days that the Georgia bill allowed for early voting just was not enough. I think that what we need to know is what to do to make sure early voting gets expected. 17 days is just not nearly enough. This was immediately after Stacey Abrams, the same day, had said that She'd been in New Jersey praising the governor there, Phil Murphy, for the 9 days of early voting they were going to have, calling it a great, great, great accomplishment. And at the same time, she nailed Georgia's law, calling it Jim Crow 2.0.
Well, people are now doing some interesting comparisons for the Georgia law to other states, including California, Delaware, and so many others. So there's major, major hypocrisy on this whole thing, least of which is voter ID. So, and the amount of time that people have to vote and how they're going to do it. So, this really tells you that there's a misguided agenda to go after Georgia. Remember, Georgia was the target for a lot of last couple of election cycles. They're trying very hard to turn it blue.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very, very hard. And that is Stacey Abrams. And of course, Stacey Abrams has been working diligently with a lot of big corporations and a lot of the power brokers, if you will, including Eric Holder. Remember when Eric Holder?
Sure do.
Mm-hmm. You know, when he went down to Stockbridge and said, when they go you know, we get to kick them if they're remember that one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. When they go low, we're supposed to go high. He goes, no, we kick them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a major agenda, and they're particularly snippy about it because Stacey Abrams is supposed to be, in her mind, the governor.
Yep.
So there's where you are.
Well, this woman, CEO for Democracy for America, Yvette Simpson, she was talking about, I've held people's babies when they go in to vote in order to enfranchise the vote. And by the way, people just not giving them water, that's terrible, that's awful, and this, that, and the other. And Christie jumped all over. He said, that's just not true. You can't do electioneering. You have to be 150 feet in my state, New Jersey, in Chicago, and any other place in the country. If you're not, that's electioneering. And you can't have partisan groups or anyone dressed in election garb giving out anything that's got candidates' names on them or whatnot when it comes to food and water. And by the way, in Georgia, the bill specifically says that there can be water provided by the state of Georgia, just not by the partisan groups.
You know, there have been cases that have gone up through the court system, even about people that are voting and mm-hmm. what they particularly wear when they go to the voting polls.
Correct.
They've had poll workers that have thrown them out because they've worn a Do Not Tread on Me hat.
Yep.
Or they're wearing just a red shirt.
Or last time around they wore a Trump hat. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so that's actually gone to court, and the people are allowed, in fact, to wear, the voters themselves are allowed to wear whatever they want to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for the Warnocks and the Ossoffs and the George Stephanopoulos and the Stacey Abrams and the Joe Bidens themselves, it along with the corporations, Major League Baseball, shame on all these people because every one of them have access to lawyers. All they have to do is read the bill.
Yeah.
And for Dell Computer, American Airlines, Delta, Major League Baseball, and goes on and on and on. Shame on these people. I don't have any use for them.
They didn't read the bill, and neither did their attorneys, or they would have told them, hey, you're barking up the wrong tree. Hold that thought. Okay, folks. We are coming back more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a beautiful Monday morning. It's not as cold as what it was earlier this week, thank goodness, and I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends down at the Tea Party Manatee, and I would like to take this opportunity to invite everybody to come to the 12th anniversary of Tea Party Manatee, one of the oldest and largest Tea Party groups in the United States, and certainly the state of Florida. Now, we're going to have a great event, a great birthday party. It'll be April the 13th, which is a Tuesday, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Mixon's Fruit Farms Pavilion, which is out back of the retail store. You'll see it right back there, and everything will be all decorated up, so it'll be easy to find. Now, the special guest speakers are going to be Sam Sorbo, the wife of Kevin Sorbo, the movie actor who plays the part of Hercules just about every time you see him. And he was also in a movie called Walking Tall, come to think of it. The true story about Buford Pusser, the sheriff in Tennessee. And Trevor Loudon will also be there. I will be the master of ceremonies for the night. You'll be able to take advantage of Tea Party Manatee's famous potluck dinner. And we'll also have a silent auction there as well. You can bring an item to donate if you want to the silent auction. And all proceeds from the silent auction will go to Tea Party Manatee's war chest for endorsed candidates, which is what they do every year. So 2525 27th Street East, Bradenton, Florida, Mixon Farms at the Pavilion, which is out behind the retail store, Tea Party Manatee's 12th anniversary. See you there. All righty. Denise Simon from Founders Code is back here with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we have a professional question asker on the line just called in, and this would be the new Barefoot Bob, right?
Yes, sir, Captain. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Anyway, want to know, if you have your vaccine and you have your both of your shots taken and you've had a little bit of time past the, it takes a while to settle in, I guess, from what I understand, you cannot transmit the disease. Is that correct?
As far as I know, I've been sitting here for a month and I haven't transmitted anything to anybody.
Yeah.
By the way, anyway, I can go anywhere, do anything with my little card, my little passport card.
Yeah. Well, rather than wear a mask and stuff, why not have something that people can either have like a badge or maybe hang like a company ID from their neck and just go that way, people will go around without a mask, other people wouldn't worry about it.
Well, don't get many more ideas because they actually are thinking about doing that, believe it or not. And it's funny you bring that up because my doctor talked about that because I supposedly am one of those people who doesn't need to wear a mask anywhere for any reason. And if they say anything, boom, out comes the card. See ya!
Yeah, so why not have it out somewhere people can see? So they don't
okay. I don't know. Let's let Denise render in on that. Thank you very much. Okay there, Denise. What say you?
You know, the more I think about this, I don't think that we should have, last week we were talking about the passports, the vaccine passports, and the jury was still out in my world. I am leaning more and more and more that no, we don't want. Of course, our governor in Florida said we're not going to have them, period.
Correct.
You know, there are certain instances where there's going to have to be some proof because of people in their particular jobs. You know, mm-hmm. those that, work in hospitals or hospice or in some cases even other types of first responders.
Yep.
And that they are going to leave it to the individual businesses. And that's where things can go a little bit sideways. If you're a flight attendant, I could see that you probably need to be vaccinated. But if they're going to force people against their will to be vaccinated, especially when, 60 or 70% of the country is vaccinated, therein lies going to be a major problem between the employer and the employee.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as being vaccinated and wearing a mask and whatnot, I think until we meet some kind of threshold, and I don't know what that threshold yet is, where we are, especially in the state of Florida, I think it's still a courtesy, if you will, to, wear a mask. It also comes down to the business.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They can refuse to serve you if you don't wear one.
Yes, they can.
Which is fine. If people are freaked out because people are out there not, wherever they may be, not wearing a mask and people are freaked out about it, then you know what? I would say to those people that are freaked out, then don't go there. Turn around, go the other direction, go someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have this argument for a very long time. It's not something that's going to get settled, and it's not something that you're going to have some kind of a majority opinion on. So we're not going to settle the conflict on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be with us for a while. That's all I can tell you.
All right. Well, let's see what Mel in Saratoga Springs has to say. I'm sure he's got an interesting question for you. So, Mel, what is your question for Denise Simon?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Denise. I'd like to know what do we need a vaccine for something that has a 99.96% cure rate and that verification card? And one other thing I'd like to say to corporate America is that if you go left as woke, you go left as broke. But anyway, yeah, that was my question.
Okay.
Why in the world do we need a vaccine for something anyway that has a 99.6% cure rate?
Okay, well, thank you. Okay, well, go ahead, Denise.
Well, it's a very interesting point. I will tell you that at the very beginning of this pandemic, we didn't have that as survival rate.
No.
And it's mostly because we didn't know what we were dealing with. But a year later, and we are a year later, we do now have a very different knowledge base on this. So
yep.
I do agree that if we have all these other therapeutics, we don't necessarily need to have these vaccines. But it's there. It's kind of like the measles MMR vaccines that we're supposed to do for the kids. There are some parents that have chosen not to do that because there's been, the connection to autism.
Yep.
Whether that's accurate or not, I mean, there's been some very good reporting that it is, and there's been other reporting that it isn't. So this is where we are in medical science. And I think we've gotten to a place where if you've got some number of the population that has been vaccinated, you've got another part of the population that carries the antibodies, that have natural abilities to not catch this. We also have the therapeutics. Then I think a year later, we have made tremendous strides, and I think that we can begin to just settle down and go back to normal life, which is pretty much what Governor DeSantis is trying to do in the state of Florida.
But we heard by July, he said by July he hopes things will be back to normal. We'll have everybody back in the stadiums watching the games, doing what they want to do.
Well, the NFL has actually come out and said that they – come this fall, they expect their stadiums to be full.
Oh, yeah.
Although, I don't know where Roger Goodell's still got a lot of repenting to
do. Let's talk about little itty-bitty Hunter Biden, who revealed that he's 100% certain about one thing in the DOJ investigation. What would that be, Denise?
Well, I hold no confidence. And I think that maybe that ought to be a larger national conversation because as soon as we hear it, this is under investigation. Well, Tom Fitton won the case where he used to have Hillary Clinton still do some testifying, and she refuses to do so. So he goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court chose not to even hear the case to force her to testify, which the lower court told her she had to.
Right.
We still have John Durham, there. And don't think that, the Department of Justice is going to take on Hunter Biden seriously. So, you know what? I don't hold any confidence in we being, we're a nation of laws. Well, it doesn't matter anymore, does it?
Nope.
You look at Portland, Oregon. You can break laws all day long. Look at California, where you can get released without bail or not even charged.
Okay, we will talk to you tonight, same time, same bad channel. Have yourself a great day up on the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, coming right back with a military and veterans news segment. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration is trying to sell the nation on the president's infrastructure plan. The proposal contains funding to modernize roads, bridges, railways, and airports, but Republican lawmakers say there's too much money in the proposal for things other than infrastructure. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said Sunday that he'd like to see the plan reduced down to include just the infrastructure projects that have bipartisan support. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves agrees. He tells CNN that while infrastructure is one of the vital functions of government, he believes the Biden plan will raise taxes more than it will build roads.
The problem with this particular plan, though, is although the Biden administration is calling it an infrastructure plan, it looks more like a $2 trillion tax hike plan to me. That's going to lead to significant challenges in our economy. It's going to lead to a slowing GDP, and it's going to lead to Americans losing significant numbers of jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for this edition of the Military and Veterans News here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy, their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And we're going to give you their phone number, tell you where their locations are, right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida. I'm on this side of the bay. They're on that side of the bay. So here's what I suggest everybody should do. If you're interested in becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech, the best way to do it is to ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities. Now, the one facility in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, I'll give you the phone number for that. Both the numbers are the same, by the way, for both locations. The one in Clearwater, Florida, same number. It is 800-659-2080. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. Now, the website they have is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. When you check them out, ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did. All right. As we mentioned in the last hour with Denise Simon, news is amassing now from our European military command as well as our allies that the threat level with the Russians on the Ukrainian border with three divisions, not one, three this time, with tanks, with artillery, with lots of ground troops and other assets, has caused the United States and the European allies to raise their threat level even higher than what it already was. Now, Putin is testing Joe Biden. Make no mistake about it. How far Putin is willing to go, I don't know. But I can't see the United States doing much of anything except making a bunch of noise because of our leader. We'll see. We'll see. I could be wrong, but I don't think Joe Biden wants to do anything at all that would cause retaliations between the two countries for whatever reason. So we'll see what happens. Now, more moves are coming as part of a recalibration with Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, but the U.S. is also seeking ways now to shield Saudi Arabia from airborne attacks. Do we give them more of our Patriot batteries? Is that the solution? I'm sure we'll hear something in the next few days. And a misplaced or accounted for weapon is always a major security risk. But the Army is now probing a rifle that's missing from a National Guard unit that was deployed in the Capitol. This is not a good thing, especially if some civilian picked it up and is planning some nefarious things in the nation's capital, say, wanting to be a sniper and start shooting at people. By the way, we talked about North Korea a little while ago. North Korea is poised to display weapons advancements, though unlikely to opt out of major provocations for now. They're still going to start shooting their missiles, their rockets, whether they're short range or long range, just to say, here we are, America, come see us, visit us, we're not going to do nothing. my horrible attempt at imitating Kim Jong-un. By the way, I mentioned the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower. Here's a story on it at the moment. The aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and his carrier strike group have started conducting flight operations in support of Operation Inherent Resolve. That means they're operating against ISIS, which means they're somewhere within range of Iraq, which probably would put them out in the Indian Ocean or, well, the Indian Ocean. Let's just put it that way. They're probably out there, not very far away. Now, more of the world's militaries are reorganizing their command structures to prepare for future wars in space. You heard me right. While coming up with ways to counter satellites directly or to interfere with satellite communications, according to a new report that's out by the Air Force magazine. I'm not surprised at all about any of that. Question is, what are they going to do? By the way, here's a comment made over the weekend before we heard about the military upgrade. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to Ukraine's Minister of Defense on the phone last Thursday to express his unwavering U.S. support for Ukraine's sovereignty and to condemn Russian aggression in his country. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but it's a little late when you have those troops coming across the border to do exactly like what they did in Crimea. Does anybody other than me not remember Crimea and what was done there by the Russians? Now, two competing bills are now aiming to secure health care for veterans sickened by the burn pits. Now, the burn pits affected quite a few GIs, and it took legal action to even get the extent of their injuries revealed to the public, number one, and picked up by the military, number two. But it's still not enough. So, as a result, Congresswoman Elaine Luria, a Democrat from Virginia, unveiled an ambitious and potentially costly legislative effort to open up compensation in health care to a large swath of veterans sick from exposure to the burn pits. But some are concerned the bill doesn't go far enough. Well, it's a first step towards getting them the help that they need to have to begin with. It's a first step. By the way, soldiers now had the option to wear their awards and decorations on the Class B version of the new Army Green Service Uniform, or AGSU as it's referred to. And did you hear about the bird strike that took out a Navy Super Hornet? An F/A-18F Super Hornet suffered engine damage during a flight after striking a bird, had to make an emergency landing. Thank God they were able to do that. And it was all because of a bird. By the way, later this month, off the coast of San Diego, California, the U.S. Navy will be test sailing what it sees as its own destiny, a robot naval vessel driven completely and operated completely by a computer operator. Now, the sixth-generation strike fighter is going to replace the new Super Hornet. And it's going to take a while for this to be done, but it will be done. The Air Force wants to turn to virtual reality, by the way, to make B-52 bombers more proficient at aerial refueling. Now, the boomers, as they're called, the guys that fuel the planes from the tail of the jet tankers, that's a job that you want to talk about precision. You got to be right on the money with that back there. Right on the money. And those guys are really good. Guys and gals are really good at what they do. By the way, the Army announced this week that it awarded a $49.9 million 5-year contract to Barnett Firearms to acquire about 2,800 MK-22 Multi-Role Adaptive Design, or MRAD, rifles. As you know, the Army is changing things along. By the way, the alert over in the Ukraine involves all the forces in the region. So somebody just asked me a question about that. Is it just the U.S.? No, it's not just the U.S. Okay, coming back with more Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And we are coming right back, and this portion of the program brought to you by Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Check them out. Locations all across Florida. And for our people out there, it's Everglades Equipment Group. Now, before we get started here, it's that time of the morning with Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You are about to experience a circle back segment. Here we go. If that doesn't wake you up, nothing will, right?
yeah.
All right, well, here's what we're going to circle back with. Jen Psaki, the gift that keeps on giving, came out and made one of her usual just absolutely asinine statements that the country might be better off. Corporations would be raising their prices due to the higher taxes, but President Biden believed that people know they don't need to raise the price of their products. Are you kidding me?
Again, businesses compete against one another, as always, in price. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reality is that you're going to raise your costs in regards to a product, or, you know, you're going to obviously raise your price. It's just that simple. Unfortunately, again, these people work in Washington, D.C. They never had a sign to front of a check. They don't understand anything when it comes to marketing or pricing products or anything like that. They're just used to taking what other people have built and created. And that's Psaki and that's the rest of them there in D.C.
Well, one of Biden's economic advisors actually had the audacity to come out and say that she, and it's a she, supports corporate tax increases because it's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do.
They're her words, not mine.
If you put that, imagine you got that question on a test in school about the effects of corporate taxes, and your answer was because it's the right thing to do. You'd fail. You'd fail the test. I mean, it's the dumbest thing. It's the right thing to do. Why is it the right thing to do? You know, you want to give us an answer here? It's patently absurd, some of the things that these people say.
Mm-hmm. You are so right, and you got 199% of me supporting you. By the way, Senator Roy Blunt was on the Sunday TV programs yesterday, and he said the GOP would support $615 billion in actual infrastructure projects. Obviously, Biden, I think, wanted $660 for that, and I'm not even sure that that's all going to infrastructure.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what happens when it comes to how much actually goes to infrastructure, what type of infrastructure. I know AOC and her ilk, they want to spend $10 trillion and put charging stations everywhere. I don't understand the point behind that. These electric cars are so great, so fantastic. Why don't the electric car makers put these charging stations in or somebody open them up on their own? If it's going to be such a great business, sounds like a fantastic business opportunity to open up charging stations. And obviously it's not that great because if it was, people would do it. I don't know where the infrastructure go. Everybody loves the roads and bridges and all that good stuff. And trust me, I really see a lot of infrastructure that's really worn out, that's really bad, especially where I live. State of Florida, pretty good, damn good job with their bridges and roads there, and obviously you got an influx of people, and you have to obviously build out capacity. Are they still working on Orlando out there with the mining?
Yes.
They're still working on that. I mean, it's been a long time project. There's some alternatives need to be made down in your neck of the woods. They put some of those crossover interchanges in Manatee County, which have been helpful. But overall, around the country, yeah, the infrastructure needs some work. But again, there's different ways you can go about paying for that. We do have pay a tax on our gasoline that's supposed to go towards this. Everybody's kind of curious to see where that money goes. Now, cars are more efficient. People might be buying a little bit less gasoline. Buttigieg talked about, maybe there being a mileage tax down the road, and I think that's probably possible. But, what happens, we run into these projects where you just say, hey, here's $600 billion and nobody knows what it's going to go for. It's like a slush fund and, money ends up getting wasted.
Well, the trucks pay a tax on the diesel fuel they buy. And, in some states, you can get by not paying the tax, in the state, that is, not the federal tax, but in the states, if you drive a certain amount of miles and, on a toll road. But you can't do that everywhere. So the trucks pay the bulk of the road use money, and very little of that gets used to fix the roads.
Well, yeah. Where does the money go? How it's spent? Who's getting these various different contracts? These politicians, they know if something is going to be built and to buy the land ahead of time. There's always sorts of handouts and giveaways and kickbacks when it comes to this stuff, and that's unfortunate.
Now, you talked about electric car companies and maybe they could help out with the charging stations. Here's one that probably could, because Tesla says it delivered nearly 185,000, that's 185,000 electronic vehicles in the first quarter, despite a shortage of computer chips that's hit the global sale industry. So you would think they might want to step up.
I mean, Tesla does have some charging stations here and there, but again, as a lot of people love their cars, they swear by them. But again, you have to be a certain type of driver. If you're going to be driving long distances and you don't want to have to stop and recharge your car for half an hour, actually have to look for stations to go ahead and do that with, it can be a bit problematic. But that's not for everybody. I know electric cars in certain scenarios, might work out pretty well. You know, for people like myself, to, you know, travel and take kids to tournaments and whatnot, no way.
Now, Senator Wicker said that Biden's infrastructure plan will raise taxes on small business, the job creators that are out there, and a lot of them may not survive this next increase.
Listen, taxes and whatnot going up, quite frankly, going up everywhere. I just got some word this morning that the new state of New York's budget is coming in. You know, state taxes here again. You know, everybody thinks that it's, you know, such a great idea. We're going to take. And they forget that who this really hits. It was interesting. We were talking about a lot of the corporations that don't pay any corporate tax at all, and this is terrible, and they need to pay. Well, they're not paying, and it's keeping the prices down for their consumers. They're utilizing the tax code as it's written. And that, quite frankly, you know, I understand the concept. I understand, you know, paying taxes. But, you know, the way that the tax code is written, you got 80,000, you know, plus pages of handouts and giveaways and loopholes. I've always been, I think I've mentioned this before, I've always been a big fan of a national sales tax. First, you'd have to completely eliminate and make it unconstitutionally income tax, because, you know, politicians will always come back and tax more. But I'd rather see a tax at the point of sale, quite frankly. So when you purchase something and do things that way, and just completely eliminate April 15th.
By the way, Russia just fined Twitter for not taking down calls to protest Russia's actions.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. You know, I know that there's, you know, our news doesn't cover really anything important anymore. The fact that you got Russian troops that are rolling really, you know, close to into the Ukraine.
Three divisions.
Yeah. And you know what that means. And again, that area of the world's been fought over for a long, long time.
Yep.
And, you know, who has the rights to it? And, you know, the reality is, if you go back far enough, yes, it's most certainly was a piece of Russian property. But how we react next, and quite frankly, I don't think we're going to do a darn thing. I think if, you know, Russia decided to roll in and take what they wanted, I highly doubt that we'll do anything.
Remember Crimea?
Crimean. Yeah. Go back to the Crimean War. I mean, this is in the, you know, the 19th century, where that thing was, you know, fought over. So, again, we'll see what's going to happen, but nobody's really talking about that.
Yeah, well, I talked about it a little while ago, but, you know, the thing of it is you're right. Joe Biden's not going to do anything about it. We've already heightened our security level along with our allies there in Eastern Europe. Don't know exactly what that means, but we're on heightened alert. But I don't see us doing anything because they don't want to start a shooting war.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
But yet, if Russia goes into the Ukraine, it will be a shooting war.
Yeah, but I don't think they, you know, again, they never let Ukraine join the NATO, so I don't think they're going to do much for anything.
Yep, I'm going to agree. All right, talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right back. Frank Silvato, Underground USA. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.